听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We hope that you had a relaxing weekend. Well, for the next 2 days, we will continue in the spirit of Valentine's Day by talking about how people pop the question. When someone pops the question, usually it's a guy, it means he is asking a woman to marry him. Of course, in his heart, he is thinking, please say yes, please say yes. Now, to get us started with this lesson, we want to glance at three key words. The first is engagement, as in Mary and Bob's engagement lasted for 2 years before they were married. The second is the important word proposal. Jack spent a lot of time preparing for his proposal to Maggie. And the third word is helicopter. The news helicopter flew over the buildings. Okay, that's the end of the sentence. Now please open your magazines to page 30 and join us as we begin reading.
Will you marry me? Please say yes. In Western culture, an engagement begins with yes to a simple question. Will you marry me? These heart-stopping words often come with a beautiful diamond ring. The man making the proposal may get down on one knee. In fact, men have relied on this simple, romantic method of proposing marriage for years. Today, this is no longer true for everyone. Consider how Justin Firestone proposed to Natalie Abreu. The couple took a helicopter tour over the black sands of Honomanu Bay, Hawaii.
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther. And our article is on the topic love. Now we just finished celebrating Valentine's Day on the 14th. And today we have an article for you about marriage proposals. Yes, our article is called, Will You Marry Me? Please Say Yes. I'd like to find out what all this is about.
Well, it's a very important question to be able to ask, will you marry me, if you ever want to be married. And if you ever ask that question, then you certainly want the person that you're asking to say yes.
That's why our deck says, will you say, or please say yes. So we see that in Western culture, an engagement begins with yes to a simple question. Chelsea, what is an engagement?
Well, an engagement is the period of time that comes before the wedding ceremony. You start out as boyfriend and girlfriend and you're dating, and then you become engaged, and then you get married. So it's the period of time before a wedding.
Yes, and if someone asks, or if a man asks a woman, will you marry me? And she says yes, then in the West, they are engaged. They will be getting married soon.
And our article calls this question and this yes answer heart-stopping words. And I don't know if it actually will stop your heart. Actually, I think when I proposed to you, Chelsea, my heart was beating faster than it had ever beat before.
Yes, and along with that asking, will you marry me, comes something the girls like very much. They get a beautiful diamond ring. Esther, I got a beautiful diamond ring from my husband. Did you get a beautiful diamond ring from yours?
I also got a beautiful diamond ring from my husband when he proposed. And this takes us to our next sentence. The man making the proposal may get down on one knee. Now, maybe you've heard of this word proposal, a plan. But here, the word proposal has another meaning, doesn't it, Chip?
Correct. The word proposal here is a noun, which often means to an offer or a suggestion. And here in this context, we're talking about a specific kind of suggestion or offer, one that's basically asking, will you marry me? Will you be my life partner for the rest of our lives?
And girls love this proposal idea. And in fact, this proposal method of getting down on one knee and asking the woman to marry you has been relied on for many, many years. It seen as being very romantic.
Now, I think it is very, very romantic for a man to get on one knee and ask his wife, will you marry me? For a man to propose this way, but does everyone actually propose this way? My husband didn't propose this way. He just asked me. How about you, Chip? How did you propose?
I think I was thinking about so many things at that time, but I think I got down on my knee, didn't
I? He did. He got down on one knee, and he opened the ring box and said, will you marry me? And I smiled very big, and I said, yes, of course.
Wow. So men for many, many years, they have always relied on the simple and romantic method of proposing. But we're going to find out that not everyone proposes this way. There are many different ways of proposing.
Let's look at some of those ways and go back to our text. Consider how Justin Firestone proposed to Natalie Abreu. It says the couple took a helicopter tour over the black sands of Honolulu Bay, Hawaii. This sounds like an interesting story to me, but first let's back up and look at that word helicopter, Esther.
Yes, the word helicopter is talking about a type of aircraft. So you've seen airplanes. Airplanes are things that fly in the sky, but helicopters are a little different because they're smaller and they have metal blades on top that keep turning when they fly. You've maybe seen them in armies.
Not only in the army, but also often a hospital will have a helicopter. Police, the police or the cops often use helicopters, and even news reporters travel around in helicopters. And the benefit to using a helicopter is an airplane requires or needs a runway to be able to take off and to land. A helicopter can lift straight up and land straight down.
So it sounds like Justin Firestone has a great plan coming for the girl that he wants to marry, Natalie. He's taken her all the way to Hawaii, which is a beautiful state that's part of America that's out in the Pacific Ocean. And it sounds like he has something very exciting planned for her.
They're flying over the black sands, and it seems like he might propose to her since we're talking on proposals, but we're going to find out after our skit and break how he proposes.
My dear sweetheart Vanessa, will you marry me?
What did you say?
Will you marry me? It's a simple question, yes or no.
I'm so disappointed. I thought you loved me.
Oh, I do love you. That's why I brought you to this fancy restaurant. That's why I'm asking, will you marry me?
Oh, those are heart-stopping words. And the ring is nice. Mm-hmm. But I thought it would be bigger.
Oh. Wait, Vanessa. I'll get down on one knee.
Oh. But I was hoping for a more impressive proposal.
More impressive?
Yes. Like maybe in outer space or at the North Pole.
I didn't think about that.
Maybe underwater in a yellow submarine. But not in a restaurant. Boring.
But I love you, Vanessa.
I want a proposal I can brag about.
Will you marry me? Please say yes. Come back. Come back, Vanessa. I guess that means no.
Welcome back, everyone. We are still in the spirit of Valentine's Day. That's a good thing, right? Well, there are many different creative ways guys ask girls to marry them. Of course, impressing the bride-to-be is the ultimate goal. Impressive is a word we need to know for this section of the lesson. An example sentence reads, "That was an impressive concert. The band was great and the dancers were very good." Okay, now we'll continue with the reading. We're on the same page, but line 11.
"Will you marry me?" Suddenly a bro saw, "Will you marry me, Natalie?" spelled out below with coconuts. Her answer was an astonished yes. Firestone's proposal took weeks of planning and help from a professional. But for men like him, the effort put into the proposal was worth it. Many guys want to show how serious they are about marriage through an impressive proposal. Some even want to give their future brides something to brag about.
Well, we're back and we're still talking about will you please say yes, this idea of proposing. And we've just met a couple, Justin and Natalie. Justin is flying Natalie over Hawaii, over the black sand beaches, and he does something very special to propose. Chip, what does our text tell us?
Well, as they're flying over Hawaii in the helicopter, I think Natalie looks down on the ground and she sees spelled out in the sands, in the black sands, "Will you marry me?" Apparently, Justin had arranged coconuts, or a fruit from a palm tree, several coconuts in the shape of "Will you marry me?" spelled out in those letters.
Wow, that is so romantic. And Natalie was totally surprised. She did not know he would do this, and when she saw this, she was very, very happy. Chelsea, what was her response?
Her answer was an astonished yes. That word astonished means to be filled with amazement or excitement or wonder. She was so happy that she just said yes. She was very astonished.
And I'm glad that she said yes, because it sounds like that would have taken Justin a long time to plan and prepare. And actually, our article says it took weeks of planning and some preparation with some professionals.
Yes, maybe they had to hire a professional helicopter aircraft pilot to help them, and maybe someone who got enough coconuts so he could actually spell out the words, "Will you marry me, Natalie?" So he went to a lot of work to make her, to ask her this question, "Will you marry me?" But does everyone go through this much work?
No, not everybody does this much, but to Firestone, it was well worth it. He put a lot of time and effort into it, but he wanted the engagement to be big. He really wanted to surprise Natalie, and so all of his work paid off because she said yes.
And our article talks about how a lot of men, I think typically American men, put a lot of time and energy and effort into the proposal. Guys, a lot of times, want to make the proposal a very memorable event.
Yes, they want to impress the woman. They want the woman to remember it. And our article uses this word. They want to have an impressive proposal. Chelsea, can you explain to us what is the difference between a regular proposal and an impressive proposal?
Well, an impressive proposal would be one that would cause somebody to have a high opinion of it. It would be reason to kind of show off and for the girl to tell all of her friends the story. That's something that girls in America like to do after they are proposed to, is tell how it was done. So an impressive proposal is one that you're able to have a high opinion about.
Yes, and other people will admire you and they will feel impressed because this proposal is different from your regular proposal where we mentioned earlier of the man getting down one knee and asking the woman to marry her.
And if you have an impressive proposal, our article says that sometimes girls like that because it gives the girls something to brag about, something to talk about with their friends and cause their friends to be impressed.
I know when I was engaged to Chip, the very first thing I did was I called some of my friends and my family and I went to see them and I showed them my diamond ring and I told them the story of our engagement because it was a very impressive proposal, Chip. He did a very good job.
I put a lot of time and energy into the proposal because I wanted it to be meaningful to you.
And was it worth it?
It was definitely worth it.
Yes, and this is what men like to do. They want to plan their proposal very carefully because they love their girlfriends and they want their girlfriends to be impressed. They want to make it especially meaningful.
Yes, I've heard very many stories of very different types of proposals. Some of them are very simple, where maybe it just involves the man taking the woman out to dinner and asking her to marry him. And some of them are more impressive, like the one we just heard about from Justin and Natalie.
I think after hearing the story about this proposal, I like our proposal story. Yes. But to be honest, I think Hawaii would have been pretty cool.
Yes, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a very impressive proposal, but other times I think it's nice to have a simple proposal. My husband just asked me the question, "Will you be my wife?" while we were sitting in a park, and I was absolutely astonished because I wasn't ready. I didn't think he would ask me that question so soon.
And you bring up a good point, Esther. It doesn't really matter how the man asks the woman to marry him or how he proposes. It's the whole thought that goes into it. This man and woman are now committing their lives to be married and be husband and wife for the rest of their lives, and it's very romantic and beautiful no matter how the man decides to propose.
Now, friends, maybe in your culture, there is usually no marriage proposal. But if you want to marry the woman that you love or even the man, well, maybe you can think of a way you can tell them that you would like a marriage proposal. And then think of something creative. It's the thought that counts.
We hope you've enjoyed talking with us today or listening to us talk about marriage proposals. We've got some more stories for you tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and Brandon is here with me today. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ken. It's great to be here today.
So, Brandon, what are we talking about today?
Bragging.
Bragging? What do you mean?
Well, in today's article, we see the phrase something to brag about. The term brag is used as a verb, and it means to talk a lot about the good things that you have done. People that brag a lot usually seem to think that they are better than others.
So if a student tells everyone that she's the best student in school because she has the highest grades, then someone might think she is bragging?
That's right, Ken. And it's not a trait that a person really wants to be known for. I don't think people would want to constantly hear me say that I'm the best at everything.
What about when someone says something he did was nothing to brag about? What does that mean?
It means it wasn't very good. You might say someone's performance in a concert was nothing to brag about, and that means it was a poor performance.
So is bragging ever used in a good way?
Well, the term may be acceptable if you're playing sports, For example, if one basketball team beats another team, then the team that wins has bragging rights. This means that the winners can tell everyone that they won and that they are the better team.
Because it's a fact that they won.
Right. So unless you are bragging about your favorite team, or if you've accomplished something very difficult, like finishing a marathon, you shouldn't brag because others will not want to hear you talk about yourself all the time.
That's good advice. 动词 to brag 就是夸耀自夸。Don't brag, 别自夸。若是说某个人的表现 was nothing to brag about, 那就表示他的表现很差乏善可陈。比如说 his performance in the concert was nothing to brag about, 他在音乐会的表演很差。Bragging rights, 字面上是炫耀的权利。若是你完成某一件很困难的任务或是赢得一场很艰难的比赛那你也就赢得了 bragging rights 你有权利去炫耀因为那是个事实那是你努力的成果
And we should stop talking now because it's time to go to Michelle for today's language tips
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle 今天第一个重点我们看 engagement 这个名词Engagement 在这里是指订婚例如 Rick and Eileen announced their engagement at Rick's birthday party Rick 和 Eileen 在 Rick 的生日派对中宣布他们订婚的喜讯如果是解除婚约的话是 break off an engagement 这个片语例如 Cindy was deeply hurt because Bill broke off their engagement Cindy 因为 Bill 和他解除婚约深深的受到了伤害继续我们看的是 proposal 这个名词注意 S 在这里是发 Z 的音念成 proposal proposal 在这里是指求婚例如 after much thought and consideration Anna finally accepted Tommy's proposal 经过许多的考量之后 Anna 终于接受了 Tommy 的求婚或者是 Nancy refused Sean's proposal last night Nancy 昨晚拒绝了 Sean 的求婚所以我们看的是 impressive 这个形容词我们看到这个字里面有 impress 使印象深刻的这个动词所以 impressive 是指给人深刻的印象的或者是令人难忘的或者是精彩的例如 his debut performance was quite impressive 他首次的表演令人印象深刻或者是 her impressive presentation won her a lot of praise 他精彩的简报赢得了许多的赞美And don't forget to come back tomorrow for more language tips. See you then. Bye-bye.
Will you marry me? Please say yes. In Western culture, an engagement begins with yes to a simple question. Will you marry me?These heart-stopping words often come with a beautiful diamond ring. The man making the proposal may get down on one knee. In fact, men have relied on this simple, romantic method of proposing marriage for years. Today, this is no longer true for everyone. Consider how Justin Firestone proposed to Natalie Abreu. The couple took a helicopter tour over the black sands of Honomanu Bay, Hawaii. Suddenly, Abreu saw, Will you marry me, Natalie? Spelled out below with coconuts. Her answer was an astonished, Yes. Firestone's proposal took weeks of planning and help from a professional. But for men like him, the effort put into the proposal was worth it. Many guys want to show how serious they are about marriage,through an impressive proposal. Some even want to give their future brides something to brag about.
Now, most everyone loves a romantic story, right? Well, tomorrow, we'll look at some more creative ways guys ask their girlfriends to marry them. We hope your romantics out thereare enjoying this lesson titled, Will You Marry Me? Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom wish that you have a very good day. Bye-bye, everyone.